Dr. Carlson. This is Karina in Georgia. I've been on the program before, and I hear a lot of the problems as far as passive-aggressive behavior goes. I would love to hear a few experts. I would love to hear some real good counsel, some people who delve into this and who deal with it on a regular basis in a counseling setting.
All right, Karina, you ask, we deliver. And we went on the search and didn't have to go very far because our own friend, Dr. Greg Jantz, is an expert and going to be joining me here in just a moment at the Intentional Living Center. He'll be on the phone. I'm here. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. By the way, Greg is the founder of the Center, a place of hope in Edmonds, Washington, Seattle area. By the way, that's voted one of the top 10 facilities for treatment of depression in the United States. And Greg and his team have been at this a long time, helping people and eating disorders and depression, anxiety, technology, addiction, and abuse. And Greg has been a contributor and a great friend and part of the ministry of Intentional Living over the years. And we ask him to join us today to unpack this a little bit. What is passive aggressiveness? We all know the word. We all have assumptions of what it means. We probably all have people we've labeled with that. Maybe we've been labeled that ourselves. Let's see if we can unpack this whole topic today as believers and understand what this means and how being passive aggressive is not a good thing and how we can deal with it in a healthy way. So let's get started welcoming Greg Jantz from Edmonds, Washington. Greg, welcome to the program today.
Always good to be with you today. What an interesting topic.
Yeah, it is. And you know, we all know people who say, they're passive aggressive. You hear that. They're passive aggressive. Why don't we define this? How would you define passive aggressiveness?
Well, and by the way, we probably all know somebody that has these traits.
Yeah.
And we want to be careful about just throwing out a label. If we don't like somebody, we could call them passive
aggressive. Yeah,
exactly. It may be true or may not. But, you know, here's a simple way to think about it. A passive-aggressive person or with these behaviors, they're acting indirectly with their aggression.
Yeah.
So it's indirect. And here's a good example. It's that person that you just had a conversation. You know that they are seething inside. You know there is something hidden, and they're smiling at you, telling you everything's okay.
That's good Christian behavior, by the way, isn't it? I wonder, just the thought about this. As Christians, maybe we can be more prone to this because we know we're not supposed to be like that. So we can put a face on to be one thing when inside we're really something else, wrestling with something else, where the world seems to just let it fly sometimes.
Exactly. And, you know, the indirect aggression means it's going to come out somehow. So maybe it's the person that then says bad things about you to others, but never to your face.
Yeah.
And so that's passive aggressive. That's one way it can, or one example of it.
You know, and some of the signs, Psychology Today lists 5 signs of being passive aggressive. The silent treatment, subtle insults, you know, those that little sarcastic remark or the rolling the eye or something like that. Sullen behavior, moodiness, and I want to talk about that in a moment. What's the difference between just being moody and being passive-aggressive? Stubbornness and failure to finish tasks, which is interesting. That's procrastination, and we don't often think, hey, I'm procrastinating because I'm really, at the end of the day, I'm being passive-aggressive. On one hand, I'm telling you I'm going to do it, but then I don't get it done. But that can be a passive-aggressive kind of response to life as well. So it shows up in a lot of different ways, Greg. And I guess I'd ask the question, what's the payoff? Why would people choose to be passive-aggressive? Maybe they don't even know they're choosing it, but what's the payoff for it?
Yes, and those are really good characteristics you just listed, and that procrastination, we'll talk more about that. Well, one of the payoffs is I don't have to deal with any conflict. I also puts me in a power position.
Yeah.
It's like I'm more powerful, and I can do something called develop allies. I can try to get people on my side. I can look good, and that feels good. I can look good, and that feels good.
Boy, that can be happening in the workplace a lot, I would think. And when you have groups where we get into our little tribes and that can become very, like you say, passive-aggressive. Let me open the phone lines. Maybe you all have a question, maybe for yourself. As a believer, you're trying to understand this. what is being passive aggressive. Maybe you know someone that is, and you want to have a, you know, you want to know how to relate. We'll open the phone lines for your questions. Karina wanted it, and we're giving it to you. Here's the phone number: 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. We'll get you on the air here. You can ask your question to Dr. Jantz today. Now, Greg, we talk about the payoff, but what's the difference between, you know, being passive aggressive and just being kind of a moody person or a quiet person? Or, you know, some people are just introverted. There's other things that may not be flowing out of this aggression. It's just who they are. How do we make a understand the difference?
Yes. One of the things that we'll do in understanding the difference is a true passive-aggressive person doesn't have any healthy relationships. Mm. Okay, yeah. They really don't. They're isolated, and there may be some personality traits that are maybe kind of deeply ingrained. Honestly, they can be very slow to change, and their defenses are so strong that they're probably not real open to new information or any feedback, so they're tightly guarded. A passive-aggressive person really is that person that also kind of just needs to be right. Mm. They need to look good and kind of need to give that appearance of always being right.
Yeah, and when you get that into a marriage relationship or close relationships in a family, it can be a real problem. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back. I'm going to ask you the question, how do we begin to respond to a person that we love that is demonstrating these characteristics? And I like to come back to not labeling people again, because I think it's easy to put labels on people, and then we start to treat them as though or as if they're a certain kind of a person, when in reality, there might be something totally else going on in their life. So we'll be back. Dr. Greg Jantz from Edmonds, Washington. He's the founder of the Center, A Place of Hope in Edmonds, Washington, one of the top places in the country. Treatment facilities, helping people deal with eating disorders and depression, anxiety, and a new problem, technology addiction and abuse. And we'll be back with Greg in a moment. And your calls. You're welcome to join us. You have someone in your life or yourself you want to know more about how to be an intentional Christian when it comes to dealing with passive aggressiveness. 888-888-1717.
With my first cup of coffee.
First thing at the office, before staff meeting.
When do you go to the Intentional Living Facebook page?
I look at it every morning on my elevator ride to the office. Really?
Each morning right after I drop off the kids.
Have you visited the Intentional Life page on Facebook today? Stay intentional with words from Dr. Randy, comment on wall posts, and share about what's going on in your life, too. And be sure to share the encouragement with someone you care about. Go to facebook.com/intentionalliving and click like.
How to be intentional with difficult adult child problems? Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. You know, putting the two words together, adult children, seems to me like an oxymoron. So when you have an issue with one of your adult daughters or sons, what should you do? When should you speak up and when should you shut up? Here's what I believe. When life and limb are involved, you may have no choice but to speak up, but otherwise, tread carefully. Can I encourage you to ask for permission and then listen a lot to their hearts and to their challenges, and then speak the truth in love as you're able to do so. But remember, the roles change when responsibility ends and you're no longer the parent raising a small child. It's a difficult transition for many families, but when you do it intentionally, it'll change your life and theirs for the good. That's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
And by the way, the Intentional Living Minute you just heard is also on Facebook. We have a video version of it every day. It's posted early on Facebook/Intentional Living. So if you go to our Facebook page and you like the page, a new video will come to your news feed every day. 60 seconds of just a lot of encouragement to help you when you're getting up for the day, facing whatever the issue is. It'll be just a word of living intentionally in Christ. Again, facebook.com/intentionalliving. And I thank all of you for who are signing up. We got a lot of new friends who are joining us, and we're just thrilled to be able to participate in your life that way as well as on the radio and other ways with our podcast and so on. Today, we're talking about passive-aggressive behavior, which is really defined people who just exhibit a resistance to requests and demands from family and other individuals. Often it can be displayed by procrastination, expressing sullenness or moodiness, acting stubborn, and so on. And the question was asked by Karina from Georgia, help. Can you get some help? Can I get some specific things that I can help? I know what to do to help people that I love. And so we didn't have to go far to find the help. Dr. Greg Jantz, our friend, who's the founder of the Center, A Place of Hope in Edmonds, Washington, is on the line with me today to talk about this. So, Greg, welcome to the program again. For those who've just joined us, I appreciate you being with us.
Yes. Well, this can be some of the most challenging situations and people to deal with. Let's just say it. I mean, a chronically passive-aggressive personality in your home is not an easy thing to deal with.
Yeah, so let me ask this. One of the things I've looked at, sometimes we know from our own response to a person what's going on in that person's life, if we're mindful of what's happening in our own life. If I'm with a passive-aggressive person, what kind of feelings am I experiencing in relation to this person generally?
You may feel a sense of distrust. It's kind of an intuitive sense that, oh, something's not right here. And I want to encourage, you know, trust that, because you'll see a pattern. So watch for patterns, not a one-time event, but long-standing kind of chronic patterns. If you feel like something about this I can't trust, or here's the other thing, you think everything's okay in the relationship, and then there's kind of like rumors or gossip, and it all kind of leads back to this person. So they're going to contaminate, if you will, they're going to contaminate the air they breathe in.
Wow.
So what I mean, they're going to poison some relationships.
Yeah. So one of the signs of a true passive-aggressive person is that the relationships are probably shallow, not deep. They don't have good relationships. That would be one of the signs. So if you have a person who has great relationships, gets along well with a lot of people, but tends to procrastinate in their own personal life, that may not be a sign that they're passive aggressive.
That's right. And so that's why we're really careful about labeling. But after a while, you kind of begin to identify it. So again, they may be overuse of sarcasm. Mm-hmm. Not taking responsibility. Randy, you mentioned the whole area of procrastination. You may see a lot of where they're highly verbal, say all the right things, but they're not doing the right things.
Mm.
So they may really not have good follow through. Now, sometimes the passive aggressive person can be confused with the narcissistic personality. And they can have some of the similar traits, the narcissism who, you know, the world really is all about them and everything revolves around their worldview. So,
yeah, there could be some overlap between those two.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. You're welcome to join us. You have a question for Dr. Jantz today, 888-888-1717. Our phone lines are open. We're going to stay here for the whole hour. And so after the live program, we'll continue to talk to Dr. Jantz so you can get through. We have Jackie on the line from Arizona with a question today. Jackie, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I appreciate you
talking to me.
Thank you. What's your question for Dr. Jantz today?
So I am 60 years old, and most of my life there's been some kind of conflict in it, whether it's from other people or myself causing it. And a couple years, 2 years ago, I lost my oldest son. Mm. He passed away. And I've kind of reflected on my personality and where I could change things because I've realized how short and fragile life can be. And so I butt heads a lot with my daughter. And I've sat down with her and tried to explain to her. She gets very sarcastic to me, very nasty tone to her. And it's like, look, Nicole, I'm done with conflict. And so I said, this is what I want to do. It's like when you get like this or when we have issues, I said, I'm going to give you a hug, a kiss, and I'm going to leave. And then let us both calm down and come back and talk about it. And when we're not angry, because I want to avoid saying things that we are going to regret. And so I'm wondering, am I being passive aggressive because I walk away?
Hmm. Interesting question. Greg?
Well, perhaps. I'm not sure. if you feel like I'm not dealing with something directly and you notice that's just an overall pattern in my life, that could be if I'm not dealing with things directly. Do I suffer from just a lot of anxiety? Am I fearing some rejection? Am I fearing anger? So those are some of the questions to ask myself.
Well, it sounds like you put some boundaries in place too, and I think, Greg, that's a question we hear a lot of teaching on boundaries, putting boundaries in place, not picking. The Bible says don't pick up an offense. There's a lot of things we can bring up and get into with people. What's the difference between being passive aggressive and just being wise and saying, "Hey, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to remain quiet. I'm not going to pick the fight. I'm not going to get into that conflict with that person."
And that could be a good boundary. A boundary also says I'm not going to participate in things that are unhealthy, but I'm going to lay that out respectfully. A boundary is never about getting back with another person. Some people could misuse boundaries and say, well, that's just my boundary, but they're really being passive aggressive and not dealing with what they need to deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope that helps, Jackie. Appreciate your call. We're talking about passive-aggressive behavior. Karina, who's a listener in Georgia, called with kind of a desperation in her voice. Please, can you get some help on how to deal with passive-aggressiveness in her family? You're welcome to join in if you have a question today, 888-888-1717. What's the difference between being passive-aggressive and just being a moody person?
A moody person is maybe passive aggressive, but a moody person is probably hypersensitive, and they're overly sensitive, and they've probably been wounded. There may be some issues of trust, or they're just kind of stuck in that victim role or that victim mentality. But a moody person, ultimately, if they're not receiving information or feedback or not doing anything different about their situation, that's kind of easy to slide into this passive-aggressive behavior.
I was going through the comment lines. Our guys pulled together a lot of comments on this topic, and there was a theme of the lack of awareness. Like, I'm married to a man and he's passive-aggressive but doesn't seem to be aware of it, or my wife's not aware of it. Is there a lack of awareness with a person who may be really wrestling with passive-aggressiveness in their life?
Yes, there's a lack of awareness. And they're not, part of the hard difficulty is they're defensive and not really open to new information, because remember, they always have to be right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which is hard to,
yeah. Yes.
Dot from Michigan wanted to know, is this hereditary?
I think it's more learned, than anything else. We kind of emerge with our own personality and the uniqueness of how God made us. But we learn a lot about, as far as how do I cope with my environment. Well, that I usually learn.
Yeah. This is a learned behavior for sure. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Dr. Greg Jance is my guest today. He's the founder of the Center, A Place of Hope in Edmonds, Washington. And Dr. Jance works with a lot of people with his team on things like eating disorders and depression, which is a question. Is there any connection between being passive-aggressive and being depressed? We're going to get to that. Dot also wanted to know, well, how do I deal with this? What are some steps I can take? And Tony from Georgia wants to know, how in the world do I deal with a passive-aggressive mother-in-law? Wow. If you want to join in, you have a question, we'll leave the lines open for you. 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
My counsel is, do these things, and as you do these things, as you find additional help needed, then find that help. But too many of us as Christians, and I take responsibility for myself when I'm anxious, many times I'm not doing these things. I'm trying to solve it myself, trying to resolve it myself, or some other strategy instead of going to God. That's the How to Rest an Anxious Mind teaching for this month for our members. those of you who support the ministry every month and you've asked for it, we send the teaching to you. It's sort of our audio newsletter update for our members. If you're not a member, you can come and join us, and the entire teaching will come your way, How to Rest an Anxious Mind, and then every month a brand new teaching from our center to encourage you. So Ruby, welcome from Midland, Texas, just joined us in the last few days. Hannah from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Here's Danita from Charlotte, Michigan, and Joan from Scottsdale, Arizona, and Yolanda from Lansing. Thank you. Appreciate you joining the team to be a part of the Intentional Living Center. We appreciate it. Just go to theintentionallife.com. Passive aggressiveness, the behavior that can be so destructive in relationships, certainly doesn't honor God. It can be learned, and it can be a difficult thing to change. You got to deal with it in your life. Maybe you're the person. You've been accused of this. You're aware of it. If you have some level of awareness to realize how this might be affecting your relationships. You can join us with your questions, 888-888-1717. Dr. Greg Jantz is on the line from Edmonds, Washington, at the Center of Hope, a place of hope. And Greg, we appreciate you being with us. I'm going to go to Tony, because I think in answering her question, you can also get to the, you know, the real question of how do we deal with this. And so let me get Tony on from Georgia. Tony, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi there. Go right ahead. What's your question for Dr. Jantz?
What can I do with a passive-aggressive mother-in-law? No matter what I do, if nothing's right, she's always right.
How does that come up? Do you in conversations or what? Give us an example of a passive-aggressive behavior.
Well, like she'll, I'll be sitting there, not even talking. Then I start talking. You need to calm down. You need to quiet down. And then I'll tell my husband, "Hey, I'm trying to get along with her. She's not getting on with me." And he's like, "Well, she says she is, and she's not. Everything I do is wrong, and what she says is right. I'm raising my kids wrong and all that stuff."
Mm. All right. Passive aggressive. How does it, where's the line with just we don't get along very well?
Yeah, and there that could be that as well, and you've described a difficult mother-in-law situation. One of the suggestions that we would have would be not dealing with her alone, always having another person alongside. It's just a safety buffer, and that's one. Always have somebody around. And number two is, you know, it's and what I'm saying there is we're really kind of keeping some safe distance. The other thing is be careful about debating or trying to correct or to justify anything you're doing. So we do what I call limited engagement, because no matter what you say, fault will be found. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, does that happen in your relationship, Tony?
Yes, that sounds exactly like my relationship. I very seldomly talk to her. The only time I go over there is when we supper every now and then for occasion, and I just sit there like I'm a wallflower, you know. They ignore me, and my husband don't really say anything to her about how she's treating me.
Mm.
And
yep,
I mean, I've got somewhere where I don't like going over there, you know, and I don't, and then my kids don't want to go, and then she gets up because they're not coming, but if I'm not there, they're not wanting to go.
Yeah, particularly painful in family and close relationships.
Yeah, the other piece is don't look to her, and maybe you're already doing this, for any type of approval or acceptance.
Yeah.
Because no matter what you do, it won't be good enough. So she's not my source of value, and so I'm not going to get sucked into this because she's not an accurate source of my, you know, self-esteem, my well-being, and she doesn't always know what's right. She may give that impression.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
I'm just saying, be careful about how much you absorb of this.
You know, the Bible talks about not picking up an offense.
Yeah.
And this is a prime example of where this can be applied to our life. If you have someone in your life that is passive aggressive and they're not aware of how their behavior is affecting you, the ball gets into your court in terms of how you choose to respond. And I think what I hear you saying, Greg, you can either pick up that offense and allow what they're saying to impact your day, your mood, your life, your thinking, or you can pray for them and be able to love them and move on.
Put it in proper perspective. And we also need to know and understand that there's a role of grace. Okay, this is her issue, not mine. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be grace-filled, so to speak, but that doesn't mean I'm agreeing with her. I'm not going to give away my personal power to her. I'm always going to have somebody else around. We're not going to get into topics that we already know. There's issues around. She may say, don't you do this with the kids or do this, and you just may say, thank you, and don't.
Exactly.
What I call deep engagement.
Exactly. And that's where you get into saying, hey, you may be right, and move on. Hey, question about depression. I know you do a lot of work with people with depression. Any correlation between passive aggressiveness and depression?
A passive aggressive person is very depressed and probably anxious. Remember, their sense of self is really fragile. And they're trying to get some control, some power, make themselves look good, make themselves feel good. And so the reality is they don't feel good about themselves and have probably struggled a long time with self-esteem issues and depression and anxiety.
Mm. All right. Well, you hang on, Greg. Are you available if we stay here in the studio for another half hour? I'd like to record for a later program. Can you ride with us here?
Let's do it.
All right. So we're gonna end the live program, but I do open the phone lines to you to continue to call. We're going to record this for a later date. Some of the questions we're going to look at is, what's the cost of being passive aggressive? What is it doing to you if this is an issue you wrestle with or you have it going on in your family? And then specifically, how do you change if you become aware of the fact that, you know, you have some of these tendencies in your own life and you have an awareness to say, I want to change, I want to grow, I want to be more Christ-like, I want to be intentional in my life, where do I begin? We'll get into some of those questions as well. So if you want to join us, the phone line will remain open at 888-888-1717. And Karina, who started our program with the question from George, I hope we gave you some help today. You ask and we deliver. That's why we're here. And so we're going to continue here in the studio. And again, you're welcome to join us. Intentional Living is on the air and online around the world for one purpose. We believe that God is an intentional God. Scripture shows us that we are made in His image. And when we choose to live an intentional life with our minds, our hearts, and our actions, not out of perfection or out of just trying to, you know, make God love us more, but we do it because it brings glory to Him and we know benefit to ourselves, our lives are better, happier, more fulfilled in a world of chaos. That's why intentional living exists. And I want to thank our team for helping the program today. Stephen and Rob and Amy, thank you guys. And for all of you who pray for and support the ministry, we appreciate it. We'll be back next time with more intentional living. See you then.